In South Carolina, then, your first school you attended, what would that have been?
That was actually the grammar school. You know, in the days when we used to believe in grammar, we called them grammar schools. And that was the public school in Camden. But I will say that I was terrified of this one guy. His name was Randolph, and he was always there lurking in the stairwell when I'd come around the corner. And he would scare me to death, and I would come home crying from school. So eventually, my mother and other friends got together and started their own school. So the upshot of my being terrified was that I had a choice. Remember that issue in education?
Yes.
I've always felt really, really privileged because it was like being homeschooled, where all these parents banded together and started a school, and they used the Calvert system out of Baltimore, Maryland, which was a system that mostly worked overseas in African countries and other countries. They have it in Oklahoma today. That's one of the systems they use. If you go to one of those days at the Capitol where they tell you about the schools, they'll have a Calvert school booth. You know, they believe in Latin and mythology and the classics as well, and geography and history, not social studies, history. So we got this incredible grounding. It was really like going to a small rural school. We were three blocks from the school. We lived on dirt roads in Camden, South Carolina. We walked to school, and my friends from the neighborhood did too.
If the parents got together to do this, did they find a school building?
Yep, they found a house. They bought the house.
They bought a house as a school building.
Mm-hmm. We were in the same classrooms, and there were different levels. You know, there'd be two in one class and 10 in another, depending on the age of the children whose parents started the school.
So how many parents banded together?
There probably were 30.
So those parents were funding this then?
Yeah. They all pooled resources and hired these teachers. Basically, we had two main teachers. Other grown-ups would help, but we really had two teachers.
I wonder if that created conversation in the neighborhood. Here are these parents who think that they're too good for the public school, and so they're creating a private school.
Probably did. The public school was not great. It was certainly segregated. And the school that all these parents started had higher standards, spelling and geography and mythology and all of these classical subjects. It was just an unbelievable education. And so when I was sent off to school, as many children were in those days back east, you know, we don't have that tradition out west here, but in the east, a lot of people who could sent their children off to school. So my parents sent me off to school. And I went to Richmond, Virginia. It was a girls' school, Episcopalian school in Richmond, Virginia, St. Catherine's. And I was so grade ready because I'd had this terrific background, this great education.
Would that have been in the ninth grade then?
Ninth grade.
You said segregated, and I bring this up because of your work with African Americans later on in your life. Were you around blacks much there in South Carolina?
Sure. All the time.
So that was part of your education to be living in a diverse situation.
Sure. And in fact, I was a great moviegoer. This is the one thing I did alone, other than ride horses. I would go to the white movie theater. That was the little theater. And I would go to the black movie theater. I didn't know the difference. And it was only later in life that I realized everybody in the theater was black. And they were all so nice to me. I look back at that and just grimace. The first time I ever noticed there was this thing called segregation is when I came home in the ninth grade from school, got into the train station and found four restrooms instead of the usual two or one. So I was, you know, dazzled with choices. So I obviously went to the white lady's restroom. But I thought that was so curious. I mean, I can't believe I was that old before I really was aware of the difference. But the South is very integrated geographically because it's the old plantation pattern. All the blacks who lived on the plantation were in various areas around these large houses. So the town did not have a particular section the way Tulsa does, mm-hmm. or the way Tulsa did when I moved here.
Did you have blacks working for you, taking care of horses?
Mm-hmm. Oh, so yeah, they were. Mm-hmm. The people at the track, we were a famous racehorsing town next to Aiken. We were kind of seen as the poor man's Aiken. Aiken is the place where Elizabeth Arden and all these fancy people had their horses.
Where in South Carolina is Aiken?
Aiken is over near the border, kind of closer to Savannah, probably the closest mm-hmm. town in South Carolina to the Georgian border. Aiken is north of mm-hmm. Savannah, but right near the border.
So you go to the ninth grade through high school at St. Catherine's Episcopal School.
Right.
What kind of an experience was that for you? I'm sure you were a good student.
I wasn't that great a student. I wasn't really interested. I had a great education before I got there. What I discovered at St. Catherine's was girls. There was a whole world of girls who thought the way I did or didn't think the way I did, but at least we had real conversations because my best friends in South Carolina had all been boys who lived across the street from me or down the hill. It was really great discovering this world of girls. Unfortunately, I also discovered my voice there as well because when I got home for Christmas that year and never stopped talking, I thought my mother would lose her mind. She kept saying, "There, there, no. Now, now, just hold up." Anyway, I've started talking and I've never stopped.
But that didn't happen until you got into
ninth grade.
You were kind of quiet and to yourself?
I was, and my best friends were either boys or younger children I kind of took care of in the neighborhood, and dogs and horses. And then all of a sudden, here are these wonderful girls. They had day students at the school. So I would go home on weekends. Eventually, I would go home with other girls in the school and go to the movies.
Remember any favorite songs and music or movie stars while you were in high school?
Those were the days of Ava Gardner and Rita Hayworth, Veronica Lake. But Esther Williams is the one I remember best because she was this wonderful swimmer and diver, and I loved her moves.
Mm-hmm.